ज्ञान ज्ञान महापतंजाय कृष्णे
of Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita
and so many votes. I think my whole colleagues, I didn't believe any hope. Especially the last day when my departing from this world, he called me and began to read and taking my hands in his hand, he told me, I have got so many devotees from the whole world, and in Bengali he told that I have got so many monkeys from the whole world. But I could not friend them. So I request you to help me. I promise that I will help. And secondly, he told, oh, it's in your own hands you should keep my samadhi. And in your supervision, my also will be done. I did all these things because my own and about Krishna and his so many disciples, prominent were there, but he never told them for getting this samadhi. Also, there are so many God brothers like Van Maharaj and all other in Vrindavan, but he not told. He requested me. There could be something there. He has written me once. Oh, our relation is transcendental. As my relation is transcendental with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, your transcendental relation with me, so he used to, in so many cases, for me, and he wanted that he could come and preach with me. At that time, any reason I could not come. But to fulfill that promise that I will help, so I am coming to the whole world. And I'm seeing his glory everywhere. The whole world. Even where he could not go, and I am going, even there also. Glory and say, so one person cannot do sitting like this. So, anything, any power from Supreme Lord, pardoning him and satisfying his dreams of our glory. Today, I am sitting by millions and millions of vendors from in. Then, I'm taking my classes. I was thinking that from so many 15 years perhaps, I'm coming here. 11 years I'm coming here. I'm taking classes. What subject I should fill? I was thinking. I asked, what is it? What name? Chandramukhi. I will ask, it must be Padmana Maharaj and other parts of it. And I know that what you want, and he told that, I have heard that we were discussing about 10th canto. And it was very, very attractive. So, it's called the 11th canto. So, if you can deal with that, oh, then I don't know. Very good subject. So, we can. He will deal with, will speak on that subject, 11th canto. Very, very interesting and very, very helpful. But I want to tell you that once about 8,000 of Rishabh from India sent to Nanisharanya. Arjuna is coming. What to do? Sukha Goswami was also there. When that is now Arjuna is coming. And everything will be upset. Especially, the age will be four months. Think that suppose our age is 100, 50 years in sleeping, in bed, all sickness, and if uncontrolled senses and sense gratification is there so much, and more than 50, at least 50 is going there. And some value to up to 30 years. So they remain in being aspired, fitness, discerning, qualified to earn money and this. And from 80 to 100, too old, what is that? So many ropes. We cannot do anything. And 10 years, you know, now so much wealth coming, self-gratification coming. A house should be so good that all kinds of facilities should be there. So, on which dining room comes. Then toilet comes. So speech, then sitting home, and again speech, bathroom, and so many things. God, so, for collecting all these things, all kinds of verification, so much time goes. Variation also essential. And then children to get qualified, everything, so when it will do it. Not anything will be done. Over time, usually, like donkeys, we need to require. But you are going to collect money, money cannot give you happiness. To go. Seven, especially when we will die, we cannot take a single but Australian lung plant and health. Then if you cannot take, and if your relative, your son, daughter, wife, all qualified persons, they cannot go with you, then why you are going to develop that country? Why you are not thinking about Krishna? You should know that you are part and parcel of Krishna. And in your transcendental form, there is good to serve Krishna. But why we came here? So, when we forget Krishna, and when this is the Maya, Krishna is and to come. And if two bodies, cross body, material body, and then, and this body, and they are all mine. Wealth in mind. Thoughts are mine, especially nowadays. In Australia and Western countries, I see each person must have 2, 3, 4 dogs. credit that part of that which so there is so out his writing and everything, but now send it back to their father mother. So that he died in old houses, but they will physically carry to wounds. So they are asking, Tum Goswami, oh, you are the title of Mahabharata, please, they will fight. So when learned Srimad Bhagavat, the essence of all the Indian magic literature, the essence of all the magic literature is Brahma Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavat, the essence of that. So if anyone has learned Srimad Bhagavat, he has heard Srimad Bhagavat from his bona fide guru. So you are like so. So we ask you that in this situation, in this coming culture, everything is upset. Ladies, half legged, full legged, only something here. On the sea beach, you can see. That is written their beauty. But one person. Nothing. Anything to contact, contact in me. To compare anything. No need at that point. And forward. Now we are going to see roaming, walking on this, people. Like, hey, there is no shame and anything. That is, generally, they send their husband 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they want to write their name in Greenwich. And if one can tell that, oh, who is my father? This time we can see that sound coming. So why? But very intelligent, you know the essence of Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Bhagavat, everything. So you should tell Jayatma Samprashi Devi. How soul will be in another eye? That how we will, this body will be tested. It's quite important. You are not this body, you could know all. You could forget that I am this body. And indeed, part and parcel of Krishna and Krishna is also here. Both are here. Krishna, oh, he knows Shiva and he is looking after Shiva. But he is doing as a good. And according to that, he is getting some fruit. Sarat, Vajra and Kugan. And another, oh, Krishna is there but current. So that, oh, that is my friend. So, how we can be happy? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Sathavi. Krishna beside is of very high. But it is controlled by Guru Kripa. Krishna Kripa is not Svatantra. Independent. It depends on Guru Kripa. Guru is Prakriti, representative of Krishna. So, if there are no bona fide Guru, qualified Guru, how we can show you that power? Bhakti is very hidden, very evident. So, hearing is very specific and sacred, and it is pronounced through his Gurudev to throw the spine and begin to tell you. So, by Kuntan, Paropharam, Jato Bhakti na Sukhage, Hare Sukhya of Yavahi Raja Bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami, inspired by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he wrote a poem like this. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, what has been told in other books, combination of all comprehensive, anya vilasita sundam, gyan karma jyanabhutam, and Kulli Krishna Vipilanam Pagam. What is the meaning? We have discussed this matter so many times, but I'm again and again, I'm reminding you the definition of bhakti and trying to follow you all.
हरिहाय कदारे कृष्ण कृष्ण भक्ताय the definition of devotion as given by Sri Goswami Pada. We have just heard in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one definition of bhakti has been given. Savai Bhuktam Parodhamaya Nira Bhakti Adosane Vaidiki Apityatayatma Ampasthivati. Gayatri Sanatkos, he said in another, Sri Srimad Goswami has defined bhakti as the right one sound, the highest occupation of the soul, Yathir Bhaktiya Dasate, is devotional service to the Supreme Lord, who is known as Adultus. Adultus means the Supreme Lord who is beyond the range of the material senses. When that devotional service is performed uninterruptedly and without any material motivation, they become completely satisfied with the Supreme Self, Sri Krishna. When the Supreme Lord is satisfied, automatically the individual soul will feel exit. So there have been so many definitions given of devotional service. But bhakti paramesviti is what? Absorption in the Supreme is called bhakti. So many are there. They all will find some shortage. But Sri Rupa Goswami has taken everything from all other definitions and added something which was not previously given in one verse from the Sri Bhakti Rasamrita, Hindu. Anyadi Radhika Sunyam Jnana Karma Dinavitam Anukulena Krishna Nuschalanam Bhakti Uttama. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami said, what is Bhakti Uttama, or Uttam Bhakti, the topmost form of devotion? So in this verse, there is thought to be the top lesson, the external characteristics of bhakti, and the surupraksham, or the intrinsic, internal, or main characteristics of devotion. The Buddha says first we should discuss the intrinsic forms of devotion. That is anukulena krishna, anukulena bhakti, anukulena krishna sivanam bhakti uttama. Then Rupa Goswami has said, uttam bhakti is that type of devotion which is not covered by jnana, which is bodily knowledge or karma, bodily activity. It is completely bereft of any other desire. Then it is performed, it is cultivated fully, that is for the satisfaction of Sri Krishna, that is called Uttam Bhakti. So first there is the true corruption, or the intrinsic characteristics. Anukulena Krishnanu Sudanam Bhakti Uttama. First, Anukulena. It should be performed in a manner which is favorable for Krishna. And there should be some Anusimanam. Simana means a cultivation. Some people say Anukulena means practical power for gift or an absence of enmity towards Krishna. But this is not enough, because even a tree, for example, has no enmity towards Krishna. But it doesn't mean it's doing anything for him. There will only an absence of this favorable mood is not itself Sanya Bhakti. There must be some dhivanam, means some cultivation. Here the Rupa Goswami has also described Anu Sivanam. That means that cultivation is qualified by the adjective Anu. Anu means continuing. Anu also means Anugatya Mori, under the guidance of the Gurudev and the Vaishnava. So here, that cultivation is of two types. That is Anukul Chasta and Pratikul Chasta. That means cultivation means there should be some cultivation of activities which are favorable for Krishna, and it also means not performing activities which are unfavorable for devotion. Therefore, giving up things which are unfavorable for devotion.
Yes,
for example, performing the limbs of bhakti, that is Anukul Chasta and so that means body, mind,
chesta of body, mind, and beyond mind allow. Arupa. It's a chesta and body, body feeling of chesta and body.
Chesta brings the interpretation of body, mind, and word.
Yes. And whatever you do to please,
done by body, mind, and voice, and body, chesta means by Panchari Bhava. Emotions performed that are favorable for Krishna.
And all in part?
Emotions by Panchari Bhava. Panchari Bhava, Yajnavalkya Bhava, means emotions which are favorable for Krishna's service, like the eight different types of ecstatic emotions, the 33 Yajnavalkya Bhava, changing emotions which rise from the ocean of Saibhas and return. Cultivation of these types of emotions is also one type of endeavor called Bhava Rupa. And Chacha Rupa means endeavors of body, mind, and word. Therefore, it's called Anukulena. Here, some people give a simplification of this definition by saying it gives happiness to Krishna. But it means there is two considerations given by Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his book. He said there should not be an overextension of the definition, and neither there should be an underextension of the definition. An example of an overextension of the definition of Anukulena, for example, when Krishna entered into the wrestling arena of Kamsmaraj. That time, many, many audiences were there, nine different types of people, saw Krishna with 12 different emotions. That time, the huge wrestler, Charan Musti, they challenge Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are the subject of the king, and for his enjoyment, you should wrestle with us. Krishna said, how I can wrestle with you? The guy is like Hulk Hogan, huge monster. I am just a small boy, I cannot wrestle with you. Charan Musti said, we know that you are not ultimate boy. Otherwise, I could kill these rakshasas and demons and yogis like Putana, Agastur, and Makastur. Come on. Because they grabbed Krishna, Charan grabbed Krishna, and Musti grabbed Balaram. And a big fight was there. Head to head, elbow, knee to knee. They were dragging Krishna here, pulling him here, they were punching each other. That time Krishna felt great ecstasy. Because Krishna was also one, he was coming up to be the Sindhu, he takes all types of rasa or mood. One of those moods is Veera, or the mood of a hero. Therefore, Krishna also likes to have a fight sometimes. Every child must be pounding on Krishna. Krishna felt great happiness. But we cannot say this is devotion. Why? Because their intention was not to give happiness to Krishna. Their intention was to kill Krishna. It was simply that they gave happiness to Krishna. This is not an example of devotion. This is an overextension of the definition. and an honor extension of the definition. Sometimes a devotee might perform some activity for Krishna, and Krishna is inspired by that. For example, Mother Yashoda, Krishna is eating God, and Mother Yashoda punishes him, forgiving his ear on second beating. That time Krishna is weeping. Is this bhakti to make Krishna cry? Buddha says this is Pokemon Sabha bhakti. Because Mother Yashoda is shaking Krishna, why Krishna is eating God inside of many seeds, those seeds will come out of your stomach and they'll be finished. Your health will be ruined, and Krishna becomes afraid, O Mother, I won't eat earth again. Let even know that endeavor anukurena, Krishna anusidanam, even though that endeavor is performed for Krishna, it's not giving happiness to Krishna, Krishna is weeping, it's called devotion because it's done for Krishna's benefit. One point here, devotion must be only for Krishna. It cannot be for Durga, or Kali, or Ganesh, or Kaladevi, or anyone else, or any man or woman in this world, not to speak of dog or cat. Devotion can only be performed towards the Supreme Lord. And of all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, who is the avatari, the source of all incarnations, that is Krishna. Therefore, all this and so much more which I have not spoken in the book, that is the reproduction of the main definition, the intrinsic definition of devotion. The Sivu Goswami, he has thought so much of a genius, he has also clarified it more by giving the Patasta Lakshan. Anyadi Bhatita Sunyam. That devotion should be devoid of any other desire. For example, some people are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I want to go to the heavenly planet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't want to go to hell. I want a wife. I want peace. I want good health. They are performing devotion, but it's full of desire. Desire except for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, Uttam Bhakti or true devotion is devoid of any other desire. Therefore, a question might arise. Anyabhila Sita, is it said Anyabhila Sita? Why is it not just said Anyabhila? Because sometimes, even a high class devotee, there may be some extraordinary circumstance where they may call on Krishna to save them. For example, to Draupadi Devi, the wife of the Pandava. That time when Duryodhana ordered her to be stripped naked, that time she cried, Hey Govinda Rakho Savanam Apodhiyatam. Oh Krishna, save my shame. Someone may say, is it not devotion? Because she is saying, Krishna, save me. This is for her. The Jiva Goswami is so good minded. He said, no, because this is some emergency. For example, we're going home after the program and we get in the car crash. We have to go through the front room screen. Hare Krishna. Krishna, save me. There will not be a lot of devotion because it's some extraordinary, life-threatening circumstance. Anukulena. Anyabhilasita. Therefore, there should be no touch of other desires. For example, so many people there, devotion is mixed with, well, I can't say today, my astrology is not so favorable, or my Reiki master told me it's not good, or. Therefore, all these things should be abandoned. Anyabhilasita. Anyabhilasita.
Anyabhilasita. Any thought must fulfill their desires. Also, astrology, to read astrology, and to tell others, it is against us.
And there's also jnana, karma, anavisham. Devotion should not be covered by jnana and karma. Jnana means knowledge. The Rupa Goswami says, without knowledge, no one can live. For example, how you came to this program? You have to know where the showground is. You have to know how to book a ticket on the internet. Therefore, that knowledge, without knowledge you wouldn't even be here. Therefore, knowledge which is used favorably towards Krishna, that can be accepted. The jnana should not completely cover the notion. Especially there are three types of jnana. Satpanat jnana, Svanpanat jnana, and Jiva Aikat Sarup jnana. These first two types of knowledge, the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, the knowledge of my own position, that can be accepted for devotion. Therefore, that knowledge will be available for devotion. That knowledge which is available for devotion, that we can accept. The knowledge where bhakti is destroyed, I will become one with Bhagavan. That knowledge is completely rejectable. Because if you become one with Bhagavan, you cannot serve him at all. Devadatta Gyan is completely rejectable. Devadatta Gyan should not cover devotion. Also karma.
Even Tattva Gyan. If Tattva Gyan is that Krishna is Supreme Lord, He is creator of all worlds. If this knowledge is true, but if this knowledge will be, then we cannot think that Krishna is my son, or my most beloved, or friend. So this knowledge also should be given. Forget that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Swamiji claimed to tell you that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But I have come, he has sent that, oh, now you should tell them to forget Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is your friend, is your most beloved, is your son, like this.
So, brother, Mother Sarah goes to put Krishna and Krishna, don't throw my ear, like other one. Then Mother Sarah give him another one. Hey. Only one Bhagavan here, that Bhagavan Vishnu. Don't do any offense to him. Then Krishna has two or three times. Therefore, that knowledge that Krishna is Bhagavan, in the end, even that must be given up. And finally, Bhakti should not be covered by karma. I mean, some people say, don't do any karma. But that's impossible. How many of you got money to come to this festival and pay a festival fee?
Don't I, though.
That means in order to get money, we have to have money to come to this festival.
Some of us don't know it, therefore we're lying to
them. It means karma also can be used in a way which is favorable for devotion. Eating is also karma. Walking here and there is karma. Breathing is even a karma. Therefore, activity cannot be stopped. That activity should be used in a way which is favorable for Krishna. But karma should not cover bhakti. Covering bhakti means, I am so much busy, I cannot even chant my Harinama. People say, I have no time for chanting. We have time for eating. Therefore, some people, they are so much absorbed in making money and materialistic life, they have no time for devotion. That is the example of bhakti being covered by karma. But anyavigata sunyam jnana karma yanamitam anokulena krishna namastivaram bhakti uttama. Therefore, Uttam Bhakti, or pure Bhakti, is that devotion which is cultivated by the body, mind, and heart, and by emotions which are performed exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna. That pure devotion should be devoid of any other desires. It should not be covered by karma or dhyana.
वासुदेवे भगवति भक्ति योग प्रयोगित जनक आसु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम जस अनाय सुखम इफ एनी वन ब्रिंग इन उत्तम भक्ति देन वेरी सून Vairagya will come, detachment from the whole world. Surely, if you are hearing Harikatha, Bhagavat, this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, told by Sudhe Goswami and heard by Parikshit Maharaj. If anyone hears and do Uttama Bhakti, if it is beginning, no hope. But Vairagya will come, detachment from whole world. If not coming, you should see that best group and hope. You are here doing bhakti or still to have no detachment from wealth, reputation, worldly thing, then people say that you are not here. You are not doing that bhakti. And secondly, Tattva Gyan will come. All kinds of knowledge. I bring the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, आणि कृष्ण तत्व जीव तत्व माया तत्व भक्ती तत्व प्रेम तत्व राधा तत्व कृष्ण तत्व ऑल तत्व यू विल रिअलाइज एंड ऑल्सो अर्वा सुनिश्चित कुंतम विस्पत्ते प्रकार सुज नोत्पाद्य गतिगतिम श्रम एव ही केवलम इफ flattering Uttama Bhakti, but still you have no peace in hearing Harikatha, sweet pastimes of Krishna, then everything is in vain. If you are chanting three lakhs Harinam, you are sannyasi, you are brahmachari, you are grihastha, sapta, you are following all these things, but no taste in Harikatha, hearing three pastimes of Krishna by a bona fide person. Oh, like there some are talking, themselves, laughing, joking, they have no taste in hearing. Then what we can tell them? There come some folks far away to hear Harikatha, but they are laughing, joking there. No taste in hearing. After some time you feel that he was chanting three lakh names and after chanting he will give up. Sannyasi will give up the man. Brahmachari his saffron cloth he will give up. I see he are also. And as for many weak persons, so unfortunate, over, there is no intelligence. They have done so much Guru Vaishnava for wrong 15 or 16 years or 25 years. And still we, it means they have no taste in hearing katha. So they get up and they marry and so I am coming to remind all these things that first we should have sravanam kirtanam, first sravanam. We should have taste in hearing sweet pastimes of katha. Prabhupada Maharaj and Jamanarjun and others, they have prayed to Krishna, and O Prabhu, anywhere you can send by my previous karma, I am good. Even in hell, but please give us association of high Vaishnavas that I can hear Harikatha. It is most important. And that is why it has been told sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. So, sadhu sangha means to hear Harikatha. And then we will be expert. And if you will serve Gurudev, then you will be qualified to say Harikatha Yoga, Kirtana. First Shravanam, then Kirtana. So, we must have some taste in Harikatha. But if you have no Harikatha taste, then what? Again and again. And here we, to eat, mind horse, uncontrolled horse, that mind. And, I must go there. If we see him coming there, no harm. Take some, silly dust and get in your mind. But sit there. By this, the Lord Goswami has taught in 6 or 7 Krishnam. That Krishnam se dadi sukhitana anukraveena rasana manashi neyoja yana se kudu. Chita vidya pito sapta rasana shana rutikan. In no thinking hari hearing hari katha. Again and again, you should sit there. That very unlucky person that being here in town, they cannot come to hear the teacher. Very, very, very unfortunate. So, this in Hari Katha is essential. Parvatsya hi apavarvas. What we are doing, religious thing, it is not for this, but it is for something. What you are doing, collecting money, not for some gratification, like Punya Parivar of Fiji. Everything in for temple making, publishing books and so many things, that wealth is going on in you. So if some wealth is there, use it to support it. And so forth. So everything, Vairagya is not Vairagya, if it is not sanction to come. So, Padanti Tattva Vidal Tattam Jadiyana Vatvayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti. So those who know Tattva, they tell all Abhayyam Krishna Tattva. All the incarnations of Krishna like Ram, Vishinka, Tansi, Pama, they are not independent. Oh. Also, if I was coming from there, I will touch up that person. And if one coming from his illusory Maya, so they had also no separate existence. Only Krishna has separate thing. So Krishna is of Vaishyan. Brahmagyani from very far away. She sent Krishna as a light. This is what? Only unsikki, only part of that person, Prabhu. And Paramatma, only Sattva and Chi. But the Ansi, partly, and Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna, his own, in all respects. So this is the so Krishna is to Krishna. Eke Jan Salam Punta, Krishna is to Bhagavan. So Krishna is to bring law. Sattva Dana Munilo, Jnana Vairagya Yukta, Vasant Atmani Shatmanam Bhakti. But go to Gurudev, qualified Gurudev. He can remove all your doubts because he has some realization. He knows all these are, he's perfect in that. And he detached from worldly things. So, go and hear from them. And then, oh, bhakti will come in your heart. And thus, your life is respected. Shriyatam is also part. Now, Shriyatam is also
part. Om Jnana Tiran Jnana Jana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. इस बारे में संदर्भ संदर्भ के बारे में गुरु श्री महात्मा गुरुदेव नित्यवीर अभिष्ट विष्णु महाविष्णु सरस्वती श्री शिव एक ही स्वामी महाराज प्रभु था. Secondly, I am offering my equal number of knowledge of my Shraddha Krishna Jyoti to the Holy Spirit, my beloved Sikh Shabbos, Nityananda Vishnu Om Vishnu Bhava Astu Harisata Srishila Bhakti Rakshat Sri Hari Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnu Bhava Astu Harisata Srishila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And to the legacy of all of my Vitaani Vati Pravaida, and my pronouns to all the Vaishnava Vaishnavi, friends and guests at this auspicious assembly to hear Hari Katha, the glimpse of the pure devotee of Vishnu. Srila Gurudev has been introducing us to the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Sita Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya, they are contemplating how the soul, how the Atma, the eternal soul, can achieve full satisfaction, can become some perceived deity, transcendentally satisfied and happy. And he has introduced us to the preceding verses, in which it is clearly defined that bhakti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, this is the ultimate dharma, the ultimate duty of the soul, and nothing else will ever satisfy the soul except this. And he has described that without attaining attachment and attraction to hearing the transcendental messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then, no matter what we are doing in this world, it is shrama eva hi kevalam, simply useless labor, because at the time of death, nothing can be brought with us. So, Srimad Bhagavatam herein is describing the transcendental process by which hearing the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, how that transcendental message will enter into our ears and into our hearts, and the process will be performed by the power and the potency of Hari Katha to cleanse our hearts and bring us into complete transcendental realization of the Supreme Lord, Tattva Jnana, as Gurudev was describing, all Tattva Jnana being obtained, and realizing one's eternal relationship with Krishna, and ending this cycle of repeated birth and death. So here, this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is beginning with the explanation of hearing Krishna Katha. Shrimatam Spakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Prithyantak Stoki Avadrani Vipinoti Supritatam. Here it is said that Krishna's own topics about himself are none different than himself. Krishna's name, qualities, form, pastimes, and his Hari Katha, they are supremely powerful, just as Krishna himself is. And when one hears these transcendental messages from the lips of the pure, realized Mahaprabhu Vaishnava, then there is a power in that Hari Katha, because Krishna himself comes in the form of this Hari Katha and enters into one's ears and into one's heart. And then Krishna begins the process of cleansing the heart for the sincere devotee. Srimata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This process of Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting these divine messages, is the topmost activity that can be performed by the human being. And, Vidyantak Stoti Avadrami, within our hearts, because we are conditioned souls for millions of lifetimes in this material world, there is so much inauspicious things, like dust on the mirror, dust covering the mirror. You cannot see any image when you look in the mirror. Similarly, our hearts are full of so many inauspicious desires and anarthas, unwanted things. So by the process of hearing Krishna Katha, then cleansing of the heart, it begins by the power of Krishna Katha. And then, Nashta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlote Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So now, by the process of hearing and the heart becoming cleansed, Nashta Prayeshu Avadreshu, not fully, but for the most part, now the cleansing process has become effective. And Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. How is this happening? Because the devotee is engaging regularly, constantly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. He's constantly serving the message of Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing Harikatha. And also, the other type of Bhagavat, he is called Bhakta Bhagavat. So he is constantly engaged in serving the divine orders of the spiritual master, of the devotee, living his life according to his direction. So by performing this practice, then constantly, Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiti. Now, pure devotion, pure bhakti yoga, as we heard, Shripad Damodara was explaining the definition of Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, devoid of all other material desires and only fully concentrating 24 hours on Krishna and his happiness. But in this way, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiti. It becomes manifested within one's heart in the form of Naishthiki Bhakti. Naishthiki means unwavering. Always constantly, like a stream of honey that is flowing, so Bhakti is going on 24 hours a day with one's mind, body, words, and bhavas, emotions. So then, Tadarajastabhava, Kama Mobha Dayaschaye, Cheta Ekair Anaditam, So now, in this material world, there are the impulses which are born of the modes of material nature. These are called tri-guna. They are called sattva, rajas, and tamas, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And by the force of these three modes of the mayak, the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, therefore all living entities are impelled to act and to have the lower qualities imbibed within their mind and heart, like lust, anger, envy, illusion, and so forth. So in this way, this kama lobha, lust and anger and greed and so forth, now all these effects, they become completely extinguished. Cheta etaya na vidham. Now one's consciousness, the pure consciousness of the soul, no longer becomes touched by the external modes of nature. And sitam sate perceive the deep. Now the devotee becomes situated in sattva, pureness, where now he can completely focus and he is not agitated by the external attractions and illusions of this material world. Then, evam prasanna, one soul, Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Taha, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Bhutta Sangasya Jayate. So now, evam prasanna manaso. Now in this condition, when he's doing bhakti to Krishna, he feels great peacefulness and satisfaction within his mind, within his heart. Bhagavat Bhakti Yoga Taha. Then Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, he attains, as Srila Gurudev describes, pure transcendental Tattva Jnana. He realizes his own soul. He realizes, I am Atma, I am not this material body. I have nothing to do with this material world and all the so-called possessions of this body in this material world. And he gains knowledge, Bhagavat Tattva. True knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifest within his heart. He understands what is the illusory energy of Maya and all these different Tattva Jnana. He comes.
You have 1 minute, 10 seconds.
The Sangasya Jayate, now he becomes Buddha. That means he becomes liberated. He becomes untouched by the effects of all illusion in this world. And he becomes a Muktaji, liberated soul. And then, Pityate, Hridaya, Grantis, Chityante, Sarva Samshaya, Shiyante, Chakya Karamani, Drishtate, Vatmanishvane. Now, Pityate, the Hridaya Granta, the knot that is within our heart, binding us to this material world, now it becomes pierced, that knot becomes loosened. And Chidyante Sarva Samshaya, now all doubts, all illusory attractions to this world, they become completely shattered. Power of this divine realization.
And don't go away, we'll be right back.
Now, all of these become...
spiritual belief of a real realized guru, different devotee of Krishna. This is the most auspicious activity that we can perform. So if we clearly open our eyes, open our ears, our hearts, and fully accept this divine message as Sri Guru Dev is telling us during these few coming days, then the power of the Parivata will begin this process as you just heard within your own heart, and we will attain our divine relationship with Krishna.
Hearing all this from Sukha Goswami, Samana, and taking 38,000 of receipts, we can very happy. And that when wondering, something, that, oh, what is so glorious? Please tell me, tell us, how this bhakti really can come in our heart. Our heart is full of so many unwanted things, unless what we desire. Please be merciful and tell us. Then he told, without Guru, you cannot have birth. Even Krishna cannot give you birth. This means Supreme Lord, he can do anything. He is independent. But he cannot be birth. Why? Because it is giving bhakti to one person and not to other, then this train will come and this partiality is in Krishna. And Mahabharata like Sukadeva Goswami and others, Narada Goswami, they are Mukta Mahapurus, liberated person. Oh, they can do mercy. And their mercy bhakti will let us. From where? Madhyamadita is bhakta. Prema Maitri Kripa Pesha Jaha Karo Tisha Mat Samadham. Love and affection to Krishna and mercy. Three kinds of mercy. Those who are superior Vaishnava, Maitri, with service. Those who are equal, Maitri with Maitri. And those who are junior, Maitri with mercy. And those who are innocent, no Mayavar, oh, you should do Kripasu then. And those who are against Krishna, oh, that's why. This is the qualification of a Madhyam Adhikari. So these Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnav can be bhakti. Narada, in his Mahabhava state standard, bhakti will descend in Madhyam Adhikari and then he can be bhakti. Otherwise, no. So the backbone of bhakti, the source of the reservoir of bhakti is Madhyama Adhikari, this Vaishnava Bhakta. So how easily it can be? Then Sukha Goswami began to tell, I will tell you something. How Guru is merciful. And how we qualify, I will tell a story of Narada and Narada decided all the Vedas, very, very critical, very difficult. So he decided in force for Vedas, Rigaved, Samaved, Yajurved, Atharvaved. And then he took the essence of all these four Vedas and composed Brahma Sutra about 550 of Sutra. Sutra means content form. But he again thought, these are very, very hard, general people cannot understand. What to do? Then he made Quran, all other Quran. Mukha Quran, Upa Quran, Sakha Quran. 36 kinds of Quran. Even he was not satisfied. Then he made Pancham Ved, Mahabharata, for Sutra, for Brahmins, for rishis, Gunis, from all, for all. But by no success. Even Brahma received Chatushloki Bhagavata. And he got to Narada, and particularly Narada told to Vyasa, but even he was not satisfied by God's time. So one day was thinking, I have done so many things, a common person cannot do like this, but where is my mistake? I cannot think. My soul is not happy. I am not happy. What is the reason behind? And in this time, oh, Devasi Rav came, Prince is Dina. Then, that day, what he said, and give a portion to him, take water, drink. And when you are satisfied and that easily, then Narada Rishi told, O Prabhu, you are not a common person. You are Shakta Vesh Avatar of Narayan. But I see that it was not there. Why you are not there? And that they told, O Gurudev, I have done all these things as you are telling. But I don't know why I am unhappy. You are doctor or master. You can know my and you can decide. So a disciple says, no. Why he is unhappy? But Guru knows. You need to look in person or he will see your face. And then ask you. But you ask, you know, don't know what you know. I want clarity. Then, now told, Prabhu, you have done so many things, but as you have discussed all these things, dharma, varnasam dharma, varnasam dharma, you know, the dharma, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra, sannyasi, brahmachari, parampara, and Vigatta, you have done all these things. But that golden part then, you have not told them that they are the glories of Krishna. Don't read Haritaka of Krishna. That is why you mind it is thus and you are not happy. Chagadi Sutta. Tell him, pray. You are presently
with care to follow Bhakti. Guru Bhakti is born of Bhakti. Guru Nitya is that born of Bhakti.
Om Janaki Narandasya Janakinasalataya Sattu Vajani Sanyi Tasmai Sri Guru Nama. I offer up my unlimited obeisances and adapt to the Lord's feet. My most worshipful Vishnu Gurudev, Nityananda Sadashiva, on Vishnu Pai. Start with the supplication of Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And sustain my unlimited obeisances and adapt to the Lord's feet. My most worshipable Shri Shri Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pai, self-service appreciation of Shri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj to all of our visible succession and all the assembled devotees. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to discuss the teachings of Shri Narada Muni in Srimad Vyasadeva. As Shri Gurudev mentions, Narada Muni is a Mahabhagavat, a resident also of the spiritual world. But in order to show mercy to those in this material world, he took the role of a Madhyama Adhikari who makes four distinctions. So to his disciple, Vyasadeva, he's giving now instructions. Vyasadeva, that you discussed and described the glories of Varnashram, you discussed all the heavenly planets and how to get there. He divided all the Vedas, he wrote the Puranas, and the Mahabharata for the less intelligence. So, still you're unhappy? Why is that? Because you've neglected to glorify the personality of Godhead. Any word that does not describe the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the only sanctifying deity in the material world, whose service alone can sanctify all the three worlds. Such words are known by saintly persons to be a pilgrimage of the growth. On the other hand, that transcendental literature, which glorifies the name, fame, form, personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is another type of creation, which acts as a revolution in the impious life and the dust-worn heart of civilization. So he's trying to encourage Vyasadeva. He says that people generally want to enjoy, so they will misunderstand what you're trying to do in the Vedas and use whatever Vedic literature you've written as an excuse to enjoy. An excuse to enjoy within my Varnashram life, or an excuse to go to the heavenly planet. Well, if that all fails, then I'll merge and become one with the impersonal God. So he's encouraging him. I'll tell you how I, myself, became a pure devotee. And by this you can understand how by surrendering to Guru, how by hearing and glorifying the Lord, you reach all perfection. And then I want you to enter into trance, because you're so qualified that you can enter into trance and see within your heart all the pastimes of the Lord from beginning to end. And then I want you to describe His glory. So Narada is told about His own life. Many times, spiritual masters will explain how they developed their eternally liberated soul. So they explain, to increase the faith of the disciples, how they became pure devotees. So Narada says that in my previous life, I was the son of a maidservant, a very poor maidservant. And during the rainy season and the autumn season, the great sages who generally travel around all over without staying in one place very long, they stayed for several months in one place to enlighten the people there. So I was engaged in the service of the Bhaktivedanta, of the great sages. One time, I tasted the remnants of their foodstuffs, and just by doing that, I became free from all sins. Then, engaging more in their service, I developed an intense attraction for hearing their messages, and I lost all my taste for anything else. I was very well behaved, quiet, and gentle, and I wasn't interested in frivolous sports. So hearing from them about the glories of the Lord, I got a great grief to serve the Lord. Then, though, the time passed and the great sages left. But just before they left, they instructed me on the confidential message of the Lord, and I desired to be with them and leave my family connection. Family connection means my mother. But my mother had only me, so she lavished me with all of her affection. But because I had a great desire to serve these Bhakti Vedantas and become a pure devotee and glorify the Lord, Krishna made the arrangement that one night, my mother, as she was going out and milking the cows, she was bit on the leg by a serpent, and she immediately died. I did not lament over this. I took this as the mercy of the Lord. And I, without even looking back, I left and went to search out the Lord in the forest. Vyasa asked Narada, "After initiation, please tell me what you did." And Narada explained that I went to all the towns and villages and woodlands, and whenever I was tired, I just went to the rivers and drank water. I became so detached. Then I went to a very sacred holy place by the river. And Narada is explaining that in this first stage, this is his first carrier, he had some slight little desire. And what was that? Not like us, who are so filled with desire. I want to eat the nicest foods, I want to see the nicest thing on TV, I want all the praise, I want all the respect, I want the nicest amount of money and comfort, as Gurudev was explaining. But Narada just had one slight little material desire, and that was in the mode of goodness. He wanted to worship the Lord in a very sanctified, sacred place. So he meditated, controlling his senses and his mind, and after many, many years of austerities and meditation, the Lord appeared to him just for one moment and then disappeared. And then the Lord told him that I will not appear to you again in this life because you have a slight desire. So in order to purify yourself, the Lord said in an aerial voice, not again showing his form, in order to purify yourself, you should engage wholeheartedly in traveling all over the world and glorifying me, singing my glories, with a very humble heart and free from all envy. So Narada told Vyasa that I did that, and thus I became very, very advanced. So advanced that as a product of my devotional service, as a very, very insignificant byproduct, all mystic powers came in my heart. All transcendental knowledge came to me. Spiritual TV in the heart to see everything, spiritual and material. And all the eight mystic powers, like one can reach out to another planet, just like that, and get a fruit. One can become heavier than a universe, one can become lighter than the atom, you can bring anyone under his control. So I got that just as an insignificant byproduct of devotional service. And then, as I gradually approached the time of leaving in my body, simultaneously, just as lightning and thunder happened simultaneously, so I left my body and I gave my transcendental body, which is free from the influence of the modes of nature. And now I can travel everywhere, all throughout the spiritual world, throughout the material world, to Ayodhya, to Vaikuntha, to Brahmaloka, even Narada Muni goes to Goloka Vrindavan and associates with the devotees there. Then he ordered Sri Vyasa that you haven't described the glories of the Lord. You've told so many other things, but have you explained how Madhyasoda would twist Krishna's ear and chastise him and make Krishna weep and make him surrender him to her? Oh no, Gurudev, I haven't done that. Then what have you written? Have you written how Krishna would play challenging games with his coward boyfriend, and he would defeat them, or they would defeat him? In fact, he took more pleasure when they defeated him. And Krishna would say, oh, I defeated you because you're sitting on me and your nose is looking down, and my nose is looking up, so I can see your view. Have you written about any of this? Beyonce said, no, I didn't know about it. How could I write? So what have you written? Nothing. And have you written how Krishna surrendered his peacock feather and his fluid at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and begged her, please forgive me, I'll never offend you again? And he fully surrendered at the lotus feet? No, Gurudev, I haven't. Then you haven't given anything to the real welfare of society. Therefore, you should now go into trance. And Vyasa had full faith in Narada. When Narada first arrived, as Srila Gurudev explained, he worshipped him and gave him a worshipable seat, washed his feet, and he told him, Oh Lord, you are just like the sun who can travel everywhere over the three worlds, and you are just like the air which penetrates the inner regions of everything and the hearts of all living entities. This is the qualification of a bona fide guru. So Vyasa, showing us that even Vyasa, who's the incarnation of the Lord, he surrendered to Guru. He couldn't be successful without Guru, surrendering to Guru, so let's speak of us. So Narada instructed him to go in trance. So Vyasa, after Narada left, went into the trance of mystic yoga. And he saw from beginning to end Krishna's birth, Krishna's killing Krishna, all the other demons, Krishna is dancing in Rasalila with the gopis, he's going to Mathura, he's going to Dwarka, he's sending Udas hearing, Dhamma Deep by Srimati Radhika, all the pastimes from beginning to end. And then, Anartha Mukhasa Mokusha Akshat, Bhakti Yoga Manoksaje, Bhosasya Jarnasa Vinsan, Shastra Sakya Vinsanita. He saw everything in his trance of Bhakti Yoga. And then knowing that Anartham Upasamamshatshat, all Anarthas, 16 kinds of Anarthas, the senses, not understanding the goal, not understanding the process, desire and heavenly planets, merging, material enjoyment, all the Anarthas are at once mitigated by the process of devotional service. But the whole world does not know this. And therefore, the great sage Vyasa compiled that samhita and the mode of goodness, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedyam Vastivamastravastu Shivadam Sabachayan Mulanam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest truth, and that truth uproots all the threefold miseries of all the living entities. So by the mercy of Sri Narada, Vyasa attained perfection, and perfection is his writing, and now we have the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which the manifestation of Sri Vyasa, that is Srila Gurudev, the manifestation of Vyasa, the manifestation of Narada, the manifestation of Nityananda, the manifestation of Srimati Radhika, the manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari, Srila Gurudev will teach us that Srimad Bhagavatam. Try to put that in our hearts so that we can be happy.
So,
Shabda Brahma, Leela Hitek, and everybody. No need of disciple, no need of anyone. So, but when he won the next disciple's life,
Maharaj,
Prabhat, Vyasa, Valmiki, and so many, one talk to Bhajan.
Sometimes he travels with Hari Rishi.
But
sometimes Nara Puri travels also with other rishis.
So, sometimes, if needed, they take Angira Rishi or other Rishi also, like him, those who are his friends. As it is. So, you should know what Nara told, how easily bhakti comes. the soul, but you could not pay attention. Therefore, when I was 5 years old, some rishi came, that rishi was Sanat Sanandan, Sanatun, Sanat Kumar and others. And for 4 months of rainy season, they were there. They must make hot, and there they used to tell Hari Katha. So, Nar's mother, Nar's Rishi's mother, were feeling their thoughts and everything, hearing, listening, and everything. So, Nar, only 5 years old, used to go with her mother, his mother, and one day, he asked him, so, may I you please keep your remnant one day past, only one day. And they saw that this boy is very, very sincere. He may have the first reason. So, kindly they gave their remnant to him. And by taking one time even, what is it? Ruchi Sajayaku. In Hari Katha, oh, just pain. And then I began to hear all these things, what they discussed in for once, everything I knew quite well. So, bhakti for the job, bhakta for the jal, are bhakta for the coolie. 18 7 year old. If any high caste to have of Vaishnava. Two kinds of remnants. First they take prasadam, or that prasadam, may I take, not like also would give me. And personally we live, taking their remnants. Not that. Not the Pajuduni. So, possibly taking, letting them down and getting their places. When they are walking and they will go, oh, they could not see and they say, remnant, may I take them? For feed dust and also water. This was water. They are very, very powerful. By this, bhakti is written. And that is why Narada told, by this way, I have faith in hearing Hari Katha. And by hearing Katha, all things change. This is my mantra, and by this power of mantra, I saw Krishna in a swan. And after that, when this came, I put my feet on it. And that body went on and spoke to me. And then, oh, transcendental form, the transcendental form, so beautiful, began to travel the whole world in Vrindavan. In Narayan Lok, in Mahaprabhu, Tham, Ajodhya Tham, in heaven, even in Vrindavan, even in Dwarka, that is like Krishna. So, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sangha. That is, an ignorant person, what is taught in his meditation or songs, they wrote in the form of a book. And he thought that in this world only one his son, Sukadev, detached from what when his mother became out of his father's home, he went once straightly from there and went to forest. And that day was calling Putra, Putra, Putra. And that voice coming, Patikhani. Echo came from trees. Oh, who is a son? Who is father? Who is mother? And how he was detached from world, that when he was going for his father, also calling him, and he saw his father, that there were so many personal girls, they were taking part naked. And when they saw Sukadeva Goswami, as a 16-year-old, quite naked, they had no shame at all. But when they saw this old person, all white, when that they went, they took all their clothes and came and did pranam. Then that they asked, my son, as a 16-year-old, then very good naked. Nothing that no sin at all, and tell me, why you are a sin? Then he told me. So, in his time, all are like free, like a song. This is what? One is Krishna and God. In Krishna always, nothing else. He's not saying that he is still lady or he is male or he is what is tiger or what. His only reason is that, in all parts, to bring Lord in here. So he thinks that. So, for him, no death. But if you are asking that we are lady and you are male, you are thinking. That is why he has so from, but he was detached from both. And he has Brahma, he was Brahma Nira. Means always Brahma. What Brahma? Creator of this Brahma world. No form, nothing. But acting so many things. But when he heard Haridasa, the glory of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, Mahapridam, Natavarapapu, Karyayog, Sarvikaram, Vishwadvata, Samastapisham, Vaityan, Kirishyamalam, Vandhvandeyu, Rasasukhaya, Purayan, Gopvindayi, Vindarandam, Sabadaramanam, Kavapit. That's the beauty of Krishna. And what quality? Bhagavatiyam sanatanukutam. Oh, how he is merciful. A demon like Putana, taking the blood and flesh of a boy, he meant to kill Krishna and to give poison. And Krishna, with poison he stole the food and purified. And he helped them. How we so merciful, we must serve that Krishna. Why we should serve all devi those gods are here? Those Preman, Reni,
Yes, sir.
Guru, you said that these substances are very powerful. The water that washed the feet of the pure devotees and the remnants of his punsa.
And also Harikatha.
So Harikatha, the devotees can hear all the time by reading books or hearing your tapes or watching on Shirabhati TV. But it seems like they can only get your food remnants or the water that washed the Lord's feet once or twice a year. So how can they get it more often?
And it makes a remnant and it belongs to dawn. And purpose also belongs to dawn. When those who can help, they are very fortunate. Why they are getting late, I suffer. They should talk otherwise as we go.
Tonight, some of our young girls performed a small Indian dance to welcome everyone. The Pali Devi has been teaching these young girls the past year or so. We hope you enjoy their little summer dance.
Dandadas, we're going to end our webcast within the next 5 hours, 4 hours. We'll have the movies uploaded in MP3 files. Jai Shri, thank you for joining us.